I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Unfolding Word equips believers in the local church to translate scripture into minority languages. A team working near the front lines in eastern Ukraine had to be relocated when the war began in 2022. Today, they're living far from home and daily survival takes priority. Dane of Unfolding Word says the team leader told him,
"For us now, getting food can feel like something out of the Hunger Games." But he said, "We continue working on Bible translation."
Yet hope remains.
Evangelical Christians have always been viewed with a little suspicion, but because they're serving their neighbors, people are beginning to have a different attitude about the evangelicals and the gospel that they preach, and they live there with peace.
Next, Bangladesh is ready to start a new chapter under the leadership of Tariq Rahman. His Bangladesh Nationalist Party, or BNP, won last week's general election in a landslide. Bruce Allen of FMI says the true winners are Bangladeshis.
They have been living under a caretaker government for the last year and a half, and it has been chaotic.
It's been a tough season for believers, with many Christians facing persecution in Muslim-majority Bangladesh. Pray for an upcoming training and Bible distribution.
Pray for the recipients of the scriptures. If they're believers, pray that they would have great understanding and obedience to God's word. For those who are not yet followers of Jesus Christ, pray that what they would read would captivate their hearts, and they would fall in love with this Savior.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.